This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind and talk to us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And we've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency because today is Bitcoin's birthday. January 3rd, 2009 at 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time, the first block was mined, block zero, and it had the following message attached. 03, January 2009, Chancellor on brink of second bank, or rather second bailout for banks.
Unbelievable.
I'm so used to reading things as banker bailout, but here it said bailout for the banks.
Yeah.
And if you recall what happened just a couple of months prior, oh, yeah, there's the bailout of the banks.
Yeah, and interestingly, today the Times, which is what he was quoting.
Yes.
I'll see if I can dig it up, but the cover of that same newspaper that Satoshi quoted in that first block basically has a story about exploding student debt. And
oh, yeah.
I think that was kind of interesting.
I can tell you all about that. So when they reformed the student loan system, they made them not really loans anymore, and people respond to incentives. So it became free money that you just get it now as much as you want, basically. I mean, there's an annual limit, but if you go to grad school, up to the cost of attendance, which can be inflated by your university, and you can just keep getting grad plus loan after grad plus loan after grad plus loan, and you only have to start paying it back when you're out of college. You only have to pay back a percentage of your income, and after 10 years for public service or 30 years for other people, they forgive the balance. So basically, it's not a loan anymore. It's just getting money now in exchange for having a slightly higher progressive income tax rate later.
Right. And
the way they were able to do that is because they said that all loans are now federally guaranteed.
Right. And this was part of the motivation behind Bitcoin was, you know, if your system's screwed up and your money's screwed up, you're really hosed. You have nowhere to turn. But if you introduce a currency that can be trustworthy and is mildly deflationary instead of mildly
deflation isn't very good either.
Yes, thank you, Keynes.
No, it's not, because then people...
Yes, because they'll hold on to it and they won't spend it and we won't have velocity of money. Oh, my God, this is exactly what Keynes taught. And argument is that Keynes was... insane on almost every level, but there are a lot of economists that are trained in that thought. What more liberty-minded people I think will look at is Austrian economics and the idea that your money should be sound, that if government is decreasing the value of your money on a consistent basis, that's theft.
The thing is, we have real-world examples that we can look at, like Japan's lost decade, and part of the problem is because their currency was deflating, people were hanging on to it because they're like, well, if I hang on to it, I can buy more with it later. And so the economy slowed down because people stopped spending.
Because we have to keep spending going. That's all Keynesianism is based on. The idea that you have to spend to save. These are the sorts of things that just remind me of Orwell. The idea that savings is a bad thing, that we can't do it.
But if people just stop buying things they would normally buy, that is going to be a decrease of economic activity.
Right, but Keynes...
People aren't going to stop buying groceries.
Right, that's the whole thing. It's a silliness. And basically what Keynesianism teaches and what the Chicago School teaches, quite frankly, is that we have to... that debt is good. That's another Keynesian thing, that debt is absolutely good. The more people in debt, the better off our economy is doing.
Well, the federal government seems to think $21 trillion of debt.
Keynes repeatedly, and Krugman to this day, talks about how it's a good thing that we're $21 trillion in debt, how this is responsible Keynesian economics, that just shows
to be countercyclical, and the problem is they never get to the part where in good times raise taxes and pay it off.
Agreed. Now Keynes did say things like that, but there's a difference between Keynes and Keynesianism.
We can continue.
What do you want to do? Talk to callers
in a moment. Let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Our state legislature actually wants to increase the penalties for careless and reckless drivers.
Okay.
So, increase the penalty to what?
What we have now is like 3 months in jail and $1,000 fine.
Okay. So increase it to life imprisonment?
I do not know what they have in mind. They're going
to
be.
What do you want them to wind up doing? Do you want life imprisonment for everybody that does anything that you deem to be reckless driving?
Well, I would like maybe a year in jail, or maybe increase the bond to maybe $5,000.
So, Sarah, I got a misdemeanor for reckless driving in Virginia because I was speeding by more than 20 miles over the speed limit. And the reason that I was is it was where Highway 360 dropped down as it approached a town from like 65 to like 35 or something. And I didn't see the sign. And there weren't that many cars in the road. And this, of course, was a speed trap that the police love to wait right there after that. So are you saying that the world would be a better place if I'd gone to jail for a year because I didn't see a sign on a road that didn't have a lot of traffic and there was a cop waiting there at the speed trap to nail me? I should have gone to jail for a year and the world would be a better place.
Is that it?
Well, you know what? If your speeding ended in, like, fatalities, and then I would not want them to do jail time. Like, for example, you know, over here, they've run over the same pedestrian two times.
You keep talking about people running over the same pedestrian twice, but that's not the same. Reckless driving, as Jackie just said, could be something as simple as speed limit drops from 65 to 35.
Right.
You're still going 65. You're more than 20 miles over the speed limit. That, by legal definition, is reckless driving, even though you never ran over a pedestrian. You never ran a stoplight because there's not a stoplight. You never harmed anybody. The only thing you did was failed to see a stop or a speed limit sign and kept going the same speed that you had been going that was the safe legal speed half a mile back.
And Sarah, I got to ask, do you feel that harsher fines and harsher penalties will save people's lives?
Well, of course. They only struck 800 pedestrians and killed 86 of them.
Do you think that was because people knew that they could get a low fine for hitting a pedestrian? See, to me, when I hear you talk about this stuff, what I see is what libertarians would look at and say, that person who caused the harm needs to be held responsible for their actions. And no one would disagree with you.
Right.
But when you implement broad stroke laws like reckless driving, and these guys just great perfect examples of an attempt to do the right thing going awry by punishing someone for getting caught in a speed trap way in excess of what the alleged crime was.
You know what I mean? Increased pedestrian fatalities by a lot? Seatbelts. Because drivers were less careful once they knew they were less likely to die in a wreck.
Yes.
So should we take away seatbelts? Should we install like a giant metal spike in the center of the steering wheel that's aimed at the driver's chest?
Everybody
would probably drive a lot safer.
I would not go so far as to install a spike. Sarah, thank you for the call. But there have been examples of cities in Europe where they removed all street signs.
Yeah.
And what wound up happening is pedestrians being hit decreased, pedestrians dying from being hit decreased.
Right. How about accidents?
Vehicle accidents decreased.
Damn. God, I
because
think
nobody
people,
can find where they're going.
Right. They're all. But people were more careful.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know,
we just need self-driving cars to hurry up and get here.
Then I got to trust Elon Musk, and I don't trust Elon Musk.
What about those things that allow you to go from one place to teleporters?
Now we're talking.
Your
calls and
thoughts welcome.
855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Jackie.
And Chris.
And we've been talking a good bit about cryptocurrency, and what better way to wind up spreading the good news of crypto, if you will, than through an outreach tool. Something that is printable, business card size, that you can actually give to a service provider that also has money on it. Yeah, that would be Crypto Tip. And again, if you do give these to a service provider, you preferably give that in addition to a good cash tip. That way they don't think that, you know, you're just giving them some worthless little piece of paper. And once they scan the QR code on the crypto tip, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, walks them through how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you have put on the tip. And here's the best part. If they don't claim the crypto after a certain period of time that you select, it comes back to you. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you wind up getting an email alert. Create as many as you want over at CryptoTip.org. And keep in mind, 6 per page, in case you're trying to figure out, you know, like, how many can I print? 6 per page. Again, excellent outreach tool, business card size, printable cryptocurrency tips. And right now, it's available with Dash and Bitcoin Cash, CryptoTip.org. And again, one of the reasons that we've been talking a good bit about crypto tonight is it's crypto, specifically Bitcoin's birthday, the 10th birthday, January 3rd, 2009, is when that first block was mined, the zero block that had the message, and I just lost the message, unless, Chris, you've got it pulled up here.
Oh,
all right, here it is.
I can't
the Times. That. 03, January 2009, Chancellor on brink of second bailout for banks.
Right, and that's a reference to the cover of the London Times. And that was what was on the cover. In a way, he was sort of saying, see, I really did mine this block just today.
Right.
I didn't do a billion of these things in the background and then release it.
Right. And again, the second block, which is block one, came out, or not came out, but was mined roughly a week later, and then it's been on average about 10 minutes ever since.
Yep. And all these collections of blocks, each time there's a reward attached to each one, a little bit more Bitcoin are released into the world. Right now there's 17 million and change Bitcoins that have been mined so far. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins mined.
Yep.
And that is not expected to occur till 2140. So that's why Bitcoin, the idea is to be a semi-deflationary currency.
Right. And I'm on CoinMarketCap.com right now, and looks like the total market cap of all cryptocurrencies is $129.787 billion.
So cryptocurrencies have... that number is bigger than the GDP of a number of nations, a large number of nations.
Yes, so, because, you know, one would be a number, but this, you know, probably bigger than dozens of countries' GDPs.
I know a guy who charts that. I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, see if you can pull that up. Let's go to the phones real quick. Again, 855-450-FREE is that call-in line. We've got Jay Chris calling in from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. So I had a question about, like, what do they base Bitcoin off of? Because I learned in econ that they base money off of, like, gold. So what are they basing it all off of?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And Bitcoin gets compared a lot to gold, and it gets compared a lot to dollars. Not currencies do not have to be based on anything, and that's why we have fiat currencies. That's the predominant currency in the world, is the U.S.
The
dollars.
Word fiat means by decree.
Right, and literally, you know, let it be so. So this is worth a dollar because I, the ruler, say so.
Right. The that's U.S. dollar right now is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which basically translates, it's backed up by the military and how much stuff we can blow up.
Right. Bitcoin is not backed. It is just scarce.
So,
well, I do have a point to say about money. So money doesn't have to be backed by anything to function as money.
No.
Like, it basically, money is just this giant agreement that we all have that is worth something. And it's like, even with gold, we had to agree, hey, this is worth something other than just it's pretty.
Nobody had to agree because people already assumed the value that it had. And not only that, but not just the people in the room, but people in foreign countries and people in other societies also said, oh, they have gumbagule, which was their word for gold. I'm just making that up. But whatever it happened to be, that they saw that it had value and they valued it as such. So gold became an international standard for trade. And that was it. And that's why governments and banks began to accumulate gold and why banks, for all their derision of Bitcoin and all their derision of gold standards, oh, that's antiquated, that's insane, why the hell do they still keep it in their vaults? Why are central banks around the globe trying to acquire more gold if that's a failed idea?
Didn't Paul Krugman say, well, it's tradition?
Yeah, I mean, he was
questioned one time, and Ron Paul said, well, why not hold on to diamonds or pearls? Well, tradition.
Why even do that? If the idea of a scarce commodity is no longer desirable as money because you can just print it out of paper and that's the best way to go, then why hold any gold at all?
It probably is just tradition. Like, that's kind of a thing, is you get sort of this path dependency in various institutions and cultural norms where people do just keep doing things because that's how they've always done it, and changing would require, like, a lot of effort, and it's just hard to get people to change. Like, that happens.
That's right. So
it really
why
could
the,
just be tradition.
So why are the Chinese buying up gold mines and investing their own money in Africa, the huge expense of money, to go in and acquire more gold?
I mean, just
why
because
is
people
this
are
happening?
Buying up a bunch of stuff doesn't mean that it has some inherent value. People do silly things, like, do you remember Beanie Babies and Pet Rocks? Like,
so you're saying the acquisition of gold is a silly thing?
I'm saying it doesn't necessarily have a 100% rational basis.
It does in Austrian economics or in other economic systems. It doesn't in Keynesian economics, where your belief, the belief that money should just be printed, that debt is good.
I'm not saying money should just be printed. I'm saying that money doesn't have to be backed by something to be money.
No. Yeah. No, and one of the most famous examples was those giant stone wheels that were used in the South Pacific. Do you ever see pictures of those things?
Stone money.
Right. And they were what, like 10, 12 feet around with a big hole in them?
I think the largest is 7 foot diameter.
Right, but this functioned by every standard as a really stable money for hundreds and hundreds of years because it was rare. It was impossible for anyone to go out and gather more of these, and they were made of a certain kind of stone that wasn't even found on their island, and it had all these things. It functioned so well as a perfect store of value and a unit of account and a money until British explorers found the island, and they saw what was going on, and they're like, well, we need coconuts here. And it seems like if we go to that other island and get a bunch of these big stones, we can have lots of coconuts. They destroyed the currency.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference, thanking border security officials for what they've been doing and saying the American people are all for the wall.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
Democratic Congressman Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House once again. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy transferred the gavel to Pelosi.
I extend my hand of friendship to every member of this body. And to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, I extend to you this gavel.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 660 points to close at 22,686. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency and, well, just sort of the different theories behind money. And there are several theories behind money, specifically what is money? Is inflation good? Is deflation good? Should we maybe try to not have too much of either? Chris, you were talking about the Yap stole money. And then there was also in parts of the Americas before European colonialism, there was wampum that was used, just various kinds of different things. So you can talk about that or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE.
So what Chris said about how when the British showed up and figured this out and they just went and got more of these big rocks and destroyed the currency, that's actually an example of one of the inherent problems with commodity-based money like gold or silver is every now and then they find a new deposit of gold or silver somewhere, open a new mine, and then there's just a random influx of money into the economy.
Yep, you're going to have temporary decrease in the value.
Absolutely. Who knows what to go mine asteroids for gold or something?
It's like so if you wanted to go back to a gold standard or silver standard, as soon as we get to the asteroid belt, boom.
Right.
There'll be just tons and tons and tons of it.
But,
so that's why I don't like commodity-backed money either, is because you're just every now and then, due to, you know, just random mining finds, are going to just suddenly be flooded with more money.
Can we all agree that legal tender laws are kind of a problem, though?
I agree with that.
I'll have to think about it. I'm not sure.
A government dictating that this is what money is.
This must be accepted
everywhere.
As money everywhere within what we claim as our jurisdiction.
Yeah. And I think Jackie's right. I mean, you could. And the asteroid belt thing will happen at some point, whether it's in our lifetimes or without. And I would agree that that really does sort of potentially devastate the values of certain commodities. This is why I'm a big believer in the ideas behind Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, is that these things can be kept from doing that.
Right.
And the thing that keeps people from... So right now, you know, Bitcoin, and we talked about Bitcoin as software, that means that it... And in this case, it's open source, which means anyone in the world can contribute to the project. They could write different rules. They could make it so there's 21 quadrillion Bitcoin.
Right. Let me sort of play the what if guy here, because Chris, you understand this stuff a little bit better than I do. Actually, a lot better than I do. I often say, I don't know how internal combustion engines work because I don't. But that doesn't mean that I don't use cars.
Right.
I don't need to know the exact formula for how a block is mined or any of the technical stuff to know that it works. But one of the initial things that, I was sort of stuck on, because I know what open source means, like I can download the Firefox browser and I can go in and I can make tweaks, and then my Firefox browser looks completely different from your Firefox browser, but it's still the Firefox browser. So if I download the Bitcoin software,
yep,
and then I say, well, I want there to be 21 quadrillion Bitcoin, then how is, is that then in everybody's, or does my version that I'm running on my computer have 21 quadrillion, and then I can just spend all of those on your network and inflate your currency?
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. You can do what is known as a fork. You can take the existing software, open source software, make your own changes, and release it. The way the rules work in Bitcoin is that if a majority of people valued Daryl Coyne over Bitcoin, with his 21 quadrillion Bitcoins in it, then...
No, I didn't change the name in my code.
Oh, that's okay. That's just still called Bitcoin. If a majority of people and a majority of miners and a majority of users of the software suddenly started using Daryl's software, then you would have a 21 quadrillion limit on Bitcoin. Now, this is where sort of the game theory and the economics comes into play. Satoshi did a lot of really interesting things, and a lot of the people that were involved early on did some interesting things, but they really made, there are a lot of incentives that reward good behavior, and there's a lot of disincentives that punish bad behavior. So let's just say, I call, 19 quadrillion of my friends because I have them on other planets, and we all agreed to run Daryl's software.
Woo-hoo.
So what did I do? So, wow, now we have all these Bitcoins. They're all our Bitcoins. But what happens to the value of Bitcoin in economic terms? It's going to drop.
Right. The same thing that would happen if we wind up finding that asteroid that's full of 100 billion pounds of gold.
Right. So certain things, certain types of attacks against Bitcoin punish the attacker more than they punish everybody else. So it's sort of this built-in system. And like I said, 10 years as of today, this thing's been running without a major breach,
right,
without processing one single fraudulent transaction. That's something to behold.
Yeah, I mean, all the actual fraud has been people stealing people's keys,
right,
or people uploading their Bitcoins to a company that turned out to not be trustworthy. Like if you went and put your money, if you went and put your money in a bank and then the bankers just took your money and left.
Right.
Which has happened.
Yes,
a lot over the last 105 years.
Yeah, and then the core feel and the core, this goes back to, I think, the Cypherpunk's manifesto. This idea that you should be able to control your own financial transactions without having to trust anyone else.
Yes.
That's the big thing. And we talk a lot in cryptocurrency about trustlessness. I want to do anything I want, but I don't want to have to trust anyone else. That's a pretty powerful concept.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, it may ultimately end up that it's going to be, you know, advantageous over U.S. dollars simply because it can't be counterfeited technologically. It can be, somebody can go start a new one, but they can't counterfeit the original pool of Bitcoin.
Right, and that has happened. I mean, we have Bitcoin Cash, and then what happened to Bitcoin Cash is it got forked into Bitcoin SV, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. So now we have Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, or I guess Bitcoin Cash is now Bitcoin ABC.
They're still calling it Bitcoin Cash. Yeah. The software behind it
is called ABC.
ABC.
Yeah.
But then, there's also all of the Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin Platinum, Bitcoin Plutonium, Bitcoin Private.
Pizza, man. I love that one.
So speaking of Bitcoin Cash and deflation,
So
Bitcoin Cash was effectively deflating in the week before Christmas in that it was going up in value against the U.S. dollar, so the amount of, maple sugar candies I could buy with whatever percentage of Bitcoin Cash was increasing. So if I had waited instead of going Christmas shopping, if I believed that it was going to continue to deflate, I wouldn't have gone and spent money at your store.
Yes,
I would have hung on to it and waited for it to be worth more so I could buy more later. And if I had an expectation that it would continue to deflate like that, I would hold off on spending.
It technically wasn't deflating because the supply wasn't going down.
The supply was actually increasing that whole time. And as we speak, we talk about deflationary currencies. But right now, Bitcoin is inflating because every 10 minutes, new Bitcoins are released.
Yeah, we're talking about price deflation versus actual amount in circulation deflation.
Correct. But what we see is fluctuation is just supply and demand of the asset itself. And that's what crypto is experiencing, and that's why we have these crazy ups and downs.
But it was functionally, from the perspective of anybody who's actually using it as money to buy things, it was deflating. And if I had more faith in it, I would have hung on to it instead of run out and spent it while it was up.
Yeah.
So
it's a constant challenge, especially for those of us who love this stuff. The one thing we want to do is spend it on one hand and promote it. On one hand. On the other hand, we want to save it long term because we know the payoffs are going to be much better.
Well, your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Jackie.
And Chris.
And a good night's sleep is important, and when it comes down to it, it's not how much sleep you get, it's the quality of sleep that you get, and the MyPillow is designed to help you get a good night's sleep. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you really have nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com, get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. And remember, if for some reason you don't like the MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of the purchase price. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. So we've been talking a lot about money and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and stolen money, wampum, mining the asteroids, all kinds of interesting things. But let's change gears here. And Chris, you've got kind of a follow-up to something that we covered a while back about a guy in Oregon, I believe it was, that may or may not be an engineer, and he went to court over something because something about a red light camera.
Yeah, this comes to us from Reason, and Daryl.
And I realize that my description there kind of sounded like a Sarah call, but I forget all of the specifics of the case.
I did too, but it was interesting. It was basically, we'll get into it. Federal judges ruled that Oregon's Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying violated the First Amendment when it tried to find Mats Jarstrom, an Oregonian with a degree in engineering and years of experience in the field, for describing himself as, quote, an engineer, unquote.
All right, so hold on. Let me make sure here. He's got a degree in engineering. He says, I'm an engineer. And somebody with the Oregon Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying said, no, you're not.
No, you're not. Quit calling yourself that.
All right.
In a ruling issued Friday, U.S. Magistrate Judge Stacey F. Beckerman issued a permanent injunction against the board's enforcement of the relevant rules, which had included trying to fine Jarlstrom $500 for describing himself as an engineer in a non-professional context. Jarlstrom got on the board on bad side. Let me finish this paragraph.
Yep.
Let me do
go
that
ahead.
And it'll answer some of this. Jarlstrom got on the board's bad side because he tried to challenge a traffic ticket given to his wife by a red light camera in Beaverton, Oregon in 2013. He challenged the ticket by questioning the timing of the yellow lights at intersections where the cameras had been installed, using knowledge from his degree in electrical engineering and his experience working as an airplane camera mechanic in the Swedish Air Force. His research landed him in the media spotlight. In 2014, he presented his evidence on an episode of 60 Minutes and earned him an invitation to present his findings at an annual meeting of the Institute of Transportation Engineers, a trade group.
So this guy who has an engineering degree,
right,
wound up just like, you know what? There's some trickery going on with your red light cameras. Studying this, file some kind of thing with the court saying, "Hey guys, I'm an engineer. You done goofed up." And by the way, did I mention I'm an engineer? And some engineering group said, "Hey, this guy's an engineer. We want him to come talk to our group."
Right.
And this board of land magicians decided that he's not actually an engineer because he didn't pay them money.
Enter the Oregon State Board of Examiners. It also got him in some unwanted attention from the Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying, which said, "Jarlstrom's research into red light cameras and their effectiveness amounts to, quote, practicing engineering without a license," unquote. The board told Jarlstrom that even calling himself, quote, an electronics engineer and the use of the phrase, quote, "I am an engineer," unquote, in his letter were enough to, quote, create violations, unquote.
So because he didn't give money to the Board of Land Magicians, and that's what I'm just going to call them, because
it's shorter.
Yeah, it's much shorter. You didn't give us money. Doesn't matter that you've got that fancy degree hanging on your wall there, Mr. Jarlstrom. You didn't give us money, so therefore, within the Beaver State, you cannot say you're an engineer. Doesn't matter that it's a factual statement because of that fancy degree.
Right. And
give us money.
I got to tell you, I mean, I worked in IT for decades.
You either give us $500 as the fine, or, you know what, the license probably cost $500 as well.
Right. Working in IT for years, I mean, today one of the biggest jobs is software engineer. If you're a software engineer, you've demonstrated your chops and people are paying you wages that are similar to what engineers make. And
yep.
I don't know if there's an actual definition or certification of software engineer. I've functioned as a systems engineer, as a network engineer. I've employed and hired people to be network engineers and systems engineers. But I don't know if I ever hired anybody that actually had a degree in engineering. Some of them might have had an
right.
AA in like electrical engineering or computer science, you know, but you know, what the heck? It's just a descriptor. But that's not how they see it.
Right, and isn't the fancy term for garbage man a sanitation engineer?
Sanitation engineer, there you go.
So this is basically just professional licensing gone mad.
It is.
Yes.
Very much so. Those regulations and enforcement actions, Beckerman ruled, are unconstitutional violations of the First Amendment. The judge directed the board to remove the definition of, quote, engineer from its rules and to limit its enforcement to individuals who falsely claim to be a, quote, professional engineer.
I mean, professional, I would just say they should stick to saying licensed. Because, like, professional, you could be an engineer, you could be working professionally in that field, but not licensed by the state.
Right.
So I'm actually on the Land Magician page right now, and under applications they have professional engineer registration, $400. The issuance of a temporary permit, $100.
Oh, what a deal.
Professional land surveyor registration, $400. Professional photogrammetrist registration, I probably mispronounced that,
$400. That involves a whip, I think.
Issuance of a temporary permit, $100. Additional branch fee, $35. Certified water right examiner examination and certification, $200. And then there are fees for examinations, and then there are fees for renewals and other fees. So under the Oregon statute, a licensed engineer is referred to as a professional engineer.
This reminds me of, like, you know, becoming a an ordained minister online. It's like you could pick your title.
Yes.
That's basically the equivalence of it. And this is, you're right, Jackie, this is licensing gone mad. And all it does is increase, it perverts the marketplace.
Yeah, it decreases competition and makes it harder. And if... I mean, I could see if somebody is working on a bridge, they could want to have them be licensed by the state at the most. But just anybody anywhere doing anything engineering related, that's ridiculous.
Wouldn't it be the responsibility of the person paying them? So I could see,
which
no,
would be,
well,
the state.
Yeah. No,
it would be government contractors.
Well, yeah, but what if I needed a bridge on my property? You know, there you might come across somebody who has some engineering, you know, they got some engineering background,
right.
You know, they didn't finish, but they could probably build this little bridge
right.
for you.
So, handyman, basically handyman in a lot of places,
right,
would be, you know, subject to some kind of, oh, you did this thing and you didn't have our permission to do that.
Right. And even when it can intrude into private, you know, and if it's the state, which I don't really approve of. But if the state wants to have requirements to do certain jobs, and one of our requirements is that you have a degree from a certified one of our, you know, one of the colleges that we recognize,
right,
and that you're board certified through one of the agencies that we do that, that's great. Now, if I wanted to get a bridge done that I didn't have to worry about in my kind of society, then there would be some certification that doesn't necessarily have to flow through the state, where somebody didn't have to pay $400. There might be a private agency that does the sort of a certification process.
Well, at least he wasn't trying to braid hair.
Oh, thank God. Can you imagine the mayhem?
Yes.
I know.
You have to have a cosmetology license to braid hair in that.
And you also need a hair washing sink, and you need a certain number of square foot around the chair, and all of these other kinds of weird things. There's more on this Oregon engineer, not an engineer. Who is an engineer?
I drive a train.
Woo-hoo! Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.